This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic's season is over, unfortunately. He's picked up a pretty bad knee injury. Could sideline him until as long as 2018. So I don't think there's any doubt he's been good value for Manchester United this season, but how would you assess his time in the Premier League?
I think on a personal level for him, it's been hugely successful. You know, there was this sort of lingering, stupid, but there was this lingering doubt amongst certain pundits and certain fans that he'd never done it in England. So, you know, he hadn't got a complete career. You know,
he'd never proved himself in the greatest league in the world.
Exactly, so. He's won everything there is to win everywhere else, but you know, he hasn't done it in England. And, you know, he has come and he's done it in England now, and he's shown, while maybe not in the best years of his career, he can still do it, and he's got, 26, 27 goals this season. So on a personal level for him, he's shown that he can do it. He's been a huge success for Man United as a real talisman when they haven't had a huge number of options up front. I think, weirdly, he maybe hasn't... He's had to force himself into how they play. They've maybe played a little bit better sometimes when he's not been there, and they haven't been as fluid as they might have been, but on a personal level, he can look back in his career when he's finished, amongst the many other things he's won, as having had one very, very good season in the latter years of his career.
I think that's the biggest thing he's given to Manchester United. He's given them an identity back. He's given them personality back. And I think in the post-Ferguson years, we haven't seen that from Man United. They felt a little bit sorry for themselves because of what's happened under Moyes, and they haven't been able to recapture that glory under Van Gaal. I think one of the biggest things that Ibrahimovic has given them is like that name, that force, that personality, as well as the style.
Almost like a Cantona figure.
Almost like that, yeah, because, you know, and I think that's rubbed off in other members of the squad. I think you're starting to see, you know, Mata, I think, partly improved because of that force of personality. Mkhitaryan's forced his way into the team and thrived, partly because I think Zlatan gives that belief that if you do the things we know you're good at, I'll finish it off, and that can spread throughout the team.
I think that the character has been the number one thing that Zlatan has brought. I mean, the number of late equalisers he's scored and late winners and so on. You look at is a real mentor for someone like Paul Pogba. The two of them seem to get on really well, and that's a positive influence on Pogba. I would make the point, however, though, that he's almost a bit of a stylistic misfit for this Manchester United team. I look at players like Henrik Mkhitaryan, Jesse Lingard, Anthony Martial, players that I'm forgetting about, even Pogba driving from deep, Ander Herrera. They're all very dynamic, fast players, and yet when Ibrahimovic plays, they tend to lump the ball up to him. And I think you've seen in the games that he's been missing, Man United put in their best performance of the season against Chelsea when they beat them 2-0, Zlatan didn't play. They won that Europa League game. I know that's a little bit of a different gauge. And then they beat Burnley at the weekend. I think Manchester United can cope just fine without him because they change as a team when he's not on the side. You know, they don't just lump the ball up to him. And I think the law of averages is, you know, if you play enough crosses into him, he's going to score goals. I'm not saying that he's been unsuccessful, but I feel like this Man United team is thankful for what he's done for them. But I don't think they should keep him on. And I think they've almost kind of outgrown him a little bit this season, and he's helped them grow that, made that progress.
But I think the thing I would say about that, though, is that while you have Mourinho in the stands projecting and giving off that confidence, I think you sometimes need that figure. And if they weren't going to keep Zlatan, I think they would need to then find someone that could, you know, you're never maybe going to get a personality the exact same as Zlatan, because there is indeed.
You need another big personality.
You need another big personality to replace him, and they're not easy to find.
I do think it's an interesting one, though. There's not that many times I can think of at all when you've got a pretty much 30 goal a season striker
at
35 is still been vital to how the team's played. I mean, Man United have had a great long unbeaten run, but there's been an awful lot of draws in there, and there's been an awful lot of times Zlatan's got them out of a hole. But at the same time, like you say, there's also been a sense that it's slightly shoehorned them in, and it slightly reined them in, and it's meant that they can't be quite as dynamic and they can't break as quickly as maybe Mourinho would want his teams to do, or they're capable of doing if, you know, the players that you've touched on. Really a strange one. I think, though, overall, you have to say it's a great return on investment of £0.
Yeah.
But, you know, in his day, and his day's still now, arguably the best number nine in the world.
Does his injury change all that much for Manchester United? In that, you know, he's contracted till the end of the season. He was only given a 1-year deal. It wasn't really clear before the injury whether he's actually going to stay. There's a lot of interest from MLS whether he was going to go there. So does it actually change much in that there was a suggestion that there's a hint that Man United were always going to go for a striker this summer. Antoine Griezmann seems to be the one they're going after. So does it change anything? I mean, is it that much of a blow given that there's only a handful of games left of the season? I mean, obviously those are big games, but in the grander picture of things.
In the grand picture, I think it'd be too hard to tell because there are so few games. And as you say, what Mourinho's been able to do is find a tactical system that works without Zlatan Ibrahimovic. But if you're looking, I think, in the longer term, and the likelihood is, if Man United make the Champions League, whether that's through the Europa League or whether that's making the top four, the squad's going to be stretched. Even if you bring in players, you're going to need that bit of rotation. Now, if he's not available for the first half of the season, if you get into the business end of the season next year, a fresh Zlatan Ibrahimovic could be huge for Manchester United. And even if he's injured, that personality, I still think that's valuable.
I mean, I think this is a little bit of a cliche, but you know, if you're in the Europa League final and it's a close game, you're down a goal, you know, you're looking for a winner at the very least. If you've got a half fit Zlatan on the bench, you know, he does change games. And the difference between who Man United may potentially be able to bring in this summer might ride on Champions League football. If it's someone like Griezmann, I mean, money does talk. Obviously, they can afford to bring him in. But, you know, if he's got a couple of options, and one of those options is a club that could definitely be playing Champions League football, and Man United are not playing Champions League football again, it might affect the calibre of player they sign as a replacement in a weird way.
I think we're all in agreement that Zlatan would be a great option to have, even if he's not a starting striker. But is he the kind of personality who would accept that? It doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who would really relish sitting on the bench very often.
No, I mean, it'd be injury dependent. I don't think, as you say, even be happy with a full season sitting on the bench, especially not at this time in his career when he can possibly take on another challenge. I mean, he's ticked off that Wednesday night in Stoke on his CV, so that's done. Does he want a chance to go and be the king of New York or the main man in LA? Well, yeah, you can see the ego wanting to be fed in that way and conquer another market. What a personality would be for that league as well. But a starting place maybe wouldn't be guaranteed. I think he still was probably desires to try and win the Premier League, and if he got the feeling maybe Man United would do that with him in the squad, maybe that could be a turning point.
I mean, the other thing I think is he has scored nearly 30 goals this season anyway. You know, to suggest that a player that's got nearly 30 goals in all competitions should be happy, you know, even at his age, being a squad player, it's not just, he's not just running down the clock on his career. You know, we were talking before.
There's an argument to be made, he's peak right now, which is ridiculous.
I mean,
at his age.
But he's scoring more goals per season in the last 3 or 4 years than he has at any point in his career. So it would be justifiable for him to go, well, you know, come and take my place. Mm-hmm. You know, fitness obviously will decide that now, but anyone that comes in probably should be challenging him for his place rather than assured of taking it just because of a bigger transfer fee.
You talk about players coming in there. I mean, it seems almost certain that Manchester United probably will sign a striker, even more so now that Zlatan's out for so long. Do they go for someone who is in the mould of Zlatan as a centre forward? I mean, stylistically, not in terms of personality. Or do they go for someone who is? We've seen Marcus Rashford come in to the team. Anthony Martial, he scored a goal against Burnley at the weekend that if Zlatan's in the team, they just don't score, you know, breaking half the pitch. Do they go for someone who's almost just like a better version of him? I'm thinking Antoine Griezmann. Or do they go for someone like Lukaku, who I know can drive towards goal, but he's more of a front man? What option do they take?
I mean, personally, I think, taking the words right out of your mouth, personally, I think they should look for more mobile, because the way that the entire squad, the other 10 players, seem to play better when they're given free rein to play that way. Mourinho hasn't ever really shown any inclination to play that way. He does like a talismanic target man striker, you know, that's the simplification, but he does like the big man up front that's going to run all day and play off the shoulder and be able to play with his back to goal, and he always has, like, that sort of player. So while I think there's a very, very good argument for being more mobile than going with option A, I suspect Mourinho will go for a big striker.
Yeah, I mean, there's no shortage of striking talent out there if Man United want to go down either route. I think what a statement. I wonder, and this is just a purely hypothetical, going back to the Alan Shearer situation where Man United never managed to get him, I wonder if Man United want to really make a big statement, would they go after Harry Kane?
And well, he's on the list of players I've got here.
A player, if I was choosing, and Mourinho probably doesn't share the same taste, striker, Mauro Icardi from Inter Milan would be one that I would look at.
Andrea Belotti as well might be someone that he's been linked with, move to the Premier League. Seems like a kind of player who, to me, is destined to end up at Arsenal.
I've got the kind of whole Immobile curse thing that still hangs over me, that I'm not quite sure about Belotti just yet. I think he's got all the raw potentials, but I'm not sure Mourinho would go for that at this stage in the Man United project.
Mm-hmm. We touched on it a little bit earlier. Where do you envisage Zlatan pitching up next? What's his next move? I mean, it seems like the suggestions are that Manchester United aren't going to offer him a new deal, and they're going to merely give him somewhere to recover. They'll pay for his medical fees and so on. So that lends itself to the idea that he'll go to MLS. Is that somewhere that would suit him? I mean, LAFC, a new franchise that come in next year in 2018, they want to be the big dogs in MLS. He would fit that identity, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, I think there's sort of 2 points here. One, he'll end up pretty much wherever he wants to be, with very few exceptions. There are not many clubs in the whole of Europe that wouldn't be improved, even with a 36-year-old just back from injury, Zlatan. He's still that good. He's looked after himself. He'll be absolutely fine. The other point is, if any MLS clubs do pick him up, they're still picking up one of the best strikers in the world. You know, there's been plenty of high-profile players that have gone over at the tail end of their career, or, you know, slightly before that, but I don't think there's been anyone like that since Beckham.
Mm-hmm. The thing I would also say about Zlatan is, you know, you see a lot of high-profile players going over to MLS, and when they don't commit themselves, it doesn't work out. I think the most recent example I'm thinking is Steven Gerrard, who he just never got the sense that he was really into LA Galaxy. He liked the lifestyle in LA with his family, and that's understandable. But in terms of the team, he was never really into it. He was flying back and forward from BT Sports Studios, doing punditry every other week, and he was never really into it. And he didn't really succeed in MLS. Zlatan, everywhere he goes, he commits himself to the cause, so that wouldn't be an issue for him in MLS.
No, absolutely not, and that's the key, as you say, wherever he's been. Is there one more challenge left for him in Europe? I'm not necessarily sure.
Well, is the challenge that he's never won the Champions League, so does he go somewhere just for one season where he can win the Champions League?
A sense of film.
As good as a film as that would be, I don't know where that would be, that either he's not already been or is able to offer him that challenge. I maybe thought maybe one of the Milan clubs would be a nice kind of way to round things off. I know he's been at both of them. What a great auction that would be between the two kind of burgeoning ownerships there at San Siro. But given that he's tried all those leagues and wasn't able to win the Champions League with PSG, I think it has to either be MLS or another season with United.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.